Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a pre-recorded production and a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Timothy Holcomb.
Welcome into Focus on the Upstate. I'm your host, Timothy Holcomb. And this week, we talk with Natalie Patterson of Mentor Upstate. Natalie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So what is it that Mentor Upstate does? Like what does the organization do in this area?
So Mentor Upstate partners with schools to develop mentoring programs. So our organization works with different organizations, businesses, churches, community members, and connects them to schools who are saying, hey, we could use some extra support. We could use some adults that would give a little bit of their time to students at our school.
Talking about schools, I want to backtrack to businesses later, but schools, so how does that work? How does someone say, oh, mentor, I'd like to have a mentor. How does that work? How does someone apply for that? Do they make a call? Like, how does that process happen?
Okay, so the schools are the ones that are identifying students that they believe need a mentor. So, I mean, the idea of mentoring, you know, it's not new. And I have four children, and I would say my children have all kinds of mentors. They just don't necessarily call them that. And, you know, research shows that for kids in adverse circumstances that develop resilience, the one common factor in those children is that they have a consistent positive adult relationship. So it's actually the schools that are identifying students who they think don't have as many of those consistent positive adult relationships. And so sometimes there may be a parent that says, I would love for my child to have a mentor. But most of the time, it is the school that is identifying a student as being someone that could benefit from this. And when they have mentors that are willing to give their time, then they reach out to the student and their family and say, this is a program we have that we feel like your child would benefit from. Would you like to be a part of it?
And speak to the student for a second. How would that benefit the student? Like what exactly do your mentors do?
So the very basic idea of what our mentors do is that they show up, that they're a consistent person that agrees to have breakfast or lunch at school with a student for a school year. And so what that looks like varies based on, you know, the age of the student or the school that they're at. You know, the conversations, I've been a mentor myself for over 6 years, and the conversations we had in third grade are very different now that she's in high school, you know, the things that we're talking about. But my role or what I did and what I do is just consistently show up, you know. And so what we discuss, you know, is going to depend on the individual. But the point of what we're trying to give is just a positive influence, you know, a friend, a guide, a listener, someone who can be an encourager, an advocate if that's necessary for the student.
And so I'm remember reading that you said you have a community of have and have nots. Like, you guys believe that it's a very important that we really don't achieve anything without someone there being support. So I love to see stuff like this, because this is something that I would have loved to have. I would have loved to had. I mean, I did, but like to this degree, just having someone there that could have just been a quote unquote mentor, you know, wouldn't have called him that, like you said, but someone that would have been there. And that kind of spoke to me whenever I saw that we really don't really accomplish something without someone basically being in our corner.
Right, exactly. So I believe that all of us would say there's nothing that we've, you know, achieved or accomplished without some kind of support. And what that support looks like may vary. It may be that my mom drove me to the practice for the sport, or, you know, that told me at the end of the day I did a good job or whatever. But we, you know, we need support around us. And, you know, you mentioned what I've said before of that we're a community of have and have nots. And, you know, you consider a child that wakes up in his own bed with his mom and is fed breakfast and is told, you know, remember, today you have a spelling test, let's review your words, you know, and goes to school and does well on the test and comes home and has dinner with his whole family and then is driven to soccer practice at the end of the day and, you know, tucked in at night. And so that's a good day. Then you may have a student in the same child's classroom who wakes up to an alarm, who's quietly walking out the door not to wake his mom who worked all night, who eats breakfast pizza at school and bombs the test because he forgot it was today, rides the bus home and, you know, looks out after a sibling in the afternoon. And that child it's not the fault of the child that they don't have that network of support. And so what we would say is that we believe that we have a community of people that have benefited from someone being in their corner. And we're just asking, you know, do you have 30 minutes a week to kind of be that person for a student that doesn't have that same, you know, system of support around them?
Right. So tell people, for people, that interests me. That's something I would like to do, because that would be something that I'm missing, that I feel as though I could give back to the community, but I don't know exactly how. How does someone go about becoming a mentor?
So the first thing I would say is to direct you to our website, which is mentorupstate.org, and there's a tab that says Become a Mentor. And so there's three steps to becoming a mentor through our program, and the first is attending a training. And so this is about an hour. We have these weekly online, and then sometimes different schools or organizations host their own as well in person. But at a mentor training, we're going to talk about what a mentor does, what a mentor doesn't, you know, managing our expectations of what this relationship is. And then once someone has gone through that and heard the spiel and said, I think that's something I'd like to do, then we follow up with an application. And so that kind of captures their information of where I live or where I would like to serve or my availability, my time availability, the age I would like to work with. And then also the school districts require a background check, you know, for all volunteers that enter the school. So those three steps, train, apply, and then go through the district's background check process, or what are necessary for us to then we hand that information over to the school that they're partnering with. And then the school, you know, reaches out and introduces that person to a student, and then they just show up.
Now, you mentioned something in the very beginning. You talked about businesses. So you don't exactly do just schools, correct?
Okay, so schools is where the students are, but we aren't trying to only recruit our mentors from within the schools. Okay. So some of that comes from the school. In fact, the way I got involved as a mentor is that I was a parent at a school that was beginning a mentoring program, and, you know, I had a little bit of time, and I said, yeah, I'll stay one day a week to have lunch with the student. But we're trying to you know, use community resources like businesses and churches and other organizations that want to give back. And that's where we do a lot of our recruiting, you know, to say, you know, sometimes people will say, how can we help the schools? Like, we like to do a backpack drive or, you know, provide coats or for kids in need. And those are all, you know, worthy ways to give. But we'd say another way you can give is of your time. You know, if it's beneficial, I believe it's beneficial, not just for the child, but for the adult. It's a good thing for me to regularly be in contact, in relationship with someone who has a vastly different life experience than I've had. You know, it helps us to have empathy and expands our worldview a little bit. And so that's where the businesses come involved, that we, there's a lot of great businesses in the upstate, Greenville County specifically, where we're focused right now, that have volunteer programs for their employees. And so we try to work to partner together with those.
So talk to me about someone that may be on the opposite end of that spectrum. It's like, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time. I'm very busy, but I love this. This is a great idea, and I want to invest in it. How can someone give to mentor Upstate? Is there a way?
Okay. Yeah. So we are in partnership with the Frazee Center, which has been in Greenville County longer. We grew out of Frazee. And so they are our parent organization. So Mentor Upstate is one piece of what Frazee is doing to kind of meet the needs of under-resourced people in the community. They are actually also in a relaunching phase with a free preschool. There will be after-school events-based activities there. There are several different things going on with Frazee. And so they are our parent organization. And so FrazeeCenter.org is where you can find FrazeeCenter.com. I want to say that correctly. And they there you can learn about everything that kind of falls under that umbrella. And there are ways to donate on that website.
Okay. Now, take me back here to March 2020, you know, right around the time when COVID shut everything down. What were things like pre-pandemic for you? Excuse me, pre-pandemic, and how were things over the course of the pandemic, like the dark days in the summer last year, and to where they are now?
Yeah, well, that's a really great question. So prior to the pandemic, so our organization, just to go back just a little bit, we started in Greenville County, grew out of the Frazee Center, which at the time was an after-school program. And we started in 13 schools in Greenville County, and over the course of 7 or 8 years, grew to 6 counties across the upstate. We were in over 100 schools, and that was no marketing. It was just word of mouth, which is a really neat thing to see, and I think it just speaks to just the fact that life change happens in relationship, you know, and people were excited, and they were getting involved, and businesses were hearing about it, and how can we partner with that? And schools would have transition, and someone out of school would go to another school, and they'd say, we need to get that mentor program here. And so we were booming. We had over 1,000 mentors, and then March of 2020 comes, and obviously, and I would say even a couple of weeks prior to school shutting down, they had closed their doors to volunteers. But then obviously schools ended up closing. And so the reality is that most of those relationships abruptly ended, you know, because everyone was in survival mode to figure out what school at home looked like. And so then when school reopened, and that looked different in every school district, but when school reopened, the doors were still closed to volunteers. You know, they weren't having outsiders come in. And so there were situations and exceptions where, you know, they tried to let students connect with a mentor on a computer. But a lot of the students who had mentors didn't go back to school in person. They were virtual students. And because the school holds the records of the students and Mentor Upstate, we have the information of the mentors. You know, if a student moved to another school, we may have lost track of them. And so really, we basically kind of lost what we were able to do, you know, with the exception and situations like mine, where I had been mentoring a student for a really long time. I had her phone number and I had a relationship with her family. But the ones that just started as a strictly school-based thing, and that's how they were operating, they pretty much ended. And our organization went from, you know, 1,000 mentors meeting every week to no mentors meeting every week, you know, wow. Certainly not in a formal capacity. Yeah. And it made it very, obviously very challenging to recruit because for a long time we didn't know when we'd be able to get back into the schools. And so we had to make a lot of changes as everyone did during the season. But now we are excited that schools are very excited to say, please come back. You know, we believe the need is greater than it's ever been. And, you know, we all lost something in the last year and a half. No one has lived through this and thought that didn't really affect me. And I think a thing that we can take from that as mentors is just, you know, a basic, this collective grief, like we've got something in common now, you know, and now that gave me a little bit of different perspective on the world and what it's like when you don't really know what to count on the next day. And that's a lot of what some of these children, the circumstances they live in. And so we also think that maybe it motivated people to kind of give back in a meaningful way. And so now we're using that truth and trying to kind of recruit again and kind of get back to what we do. And in a lot of ways we're starting all over because it's been, you know, it's been 2 years since we started the school year planning a mentor program. So where we are now is kind of back to square one. We're focusing on Greenville County because that's where we started and we have a strong partnership with the Greenville County School District. That doesn't mean we're not in other schools across the upstate. We just, the focus right now of our relaunch is in Greenville.
Absolutely. And when I'm not on the radio and I'm not producing on the air, I actually give my afternoon sometimes to a Greenville County school in the afternoon for an elementary school for an after-school program. So I've definitely got to see firsthand some kids that could have definitely have benefited from a program like this. So definitely glad to see this, that you guys are opening back up.
So yeah, well, we are too. And not just the schools, but also, you know, I think that the community is, I got a lot of inquiries during the shutdown of like, how can I give, what can I do? And I think that there are people that have kind of been through the challenges, that have existed and continue to exist that are thinking, you know, I feel inspired to maybe, give in a meaningful way or do something. And so, we're excited to get back to that too.
Awesome. Absolutely. Now, as we start to wind down here, I want to do something with you. I want to do truth or myth. Is you down for that? I do these
sure,
with my guests.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found some of these and I just want to know, like, what are your thoughts on them? Mentoring is very time consuming.
Oh yeah, that's a myth. For sure. Certainly there are mentoring programs that are really exhaustive and that are these robust training programs and there's a lot of benefits that come from that. But no, we believe that it is, we believe that 30 minutes a week can make a difference in the life of a child. And, you know, one of my coworkers used to use the analogy of like, if you were offered a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day for lunch, is that really what you choose every day? And you'd probably say no, although some may say yes. But if you hadn't eaten in a week and someone offers you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, is that the best food you've had?
Yeah, you're going to be all over it, yeah.
Yeah, right. And that's kind of the idea that we personally aren't. We are one spoke in the wheel, and there's a lot of great organizations doing a lot of great things. But mentoring does not have to be time-consuming. We ask for one meal a week with a student at school. But for a student at a school who doesn't have the, you know, benefit of a parent showing up to have lunch with them or celebrating their birthday at school with their classmates or some of the things that may happen, that has great value.
Absolutely. Now, the next one, mentoring stops once goals are reached.
Oh, well, we would say that if we have goals, then probably – you're maybe starting on the wrong foot if we have goals. You know, that I encourage in my trainings, don't focus on the outcomes, and that the goal is just to be present, you know. Because if I go in with the expectation that I'm going to offer something to this child, then that's almost unfair to begin with. If I go in believing that I have goodness that I'm wanting to rub off, you know, on this kid, and that they're going to benefit from what I have to offer. So no, it doesn't, you know, we're trying to, and I guess we wouldn't approach any relationship that way. You know, this friendship, here's what I intend for it to happen. And it ends whenever that happened. You know, we don't, none of us can probably think of healthy relationships that we have that have worked where we've gone in with a goal, you know, that has to be reached in that.
Absolutely. And this next one I'm going to ask you, I already know that this is a myth, but I wanted to go ahead and put it out there so that way we can debunk this one, because there are people out there that think certain things like that, if you need help, you know, something's wrong with you. But mentoring is for people who have not been successful, or for children.
Oh, that, yeah, mm-hmm. That's a myth. And, absolutely. You know, I think I said earlier, like, we all have mentors. We may not give that title to all of them, but and that's the language that I try to use with the schools. And as I talk about what we do, and it's a question we get a lot, like, well, is there a stigma? And we say, no, you know, we all have them. We just may not call them that. You know, again, who of us has gotten anywhere without the support of someone in our corner? And so it's just like, hey, some people have more resources than others. And we believe we have people in our community that have capacity to say, well, I can give a little bit of time, you know, to be one of those resources. Myth on that one.
We could be going for a clean sweep here on myths. That's the first time that would happen. Okay. So, but mentoring matches do not need to be perfect.
Right. I mean, they do not need to be perfect. And I would say that's a fact. They don't have to be perfect. We have had, you know, young adults that have been mentors, and we have had senior adults who say, I'm retired. I have a lot of time, but I feel like I have some energy and I have something to give. And a situation that I'm familiar with, who was a retired gentleman that had to retire because he wasn't able to work anymore. But he said, I do think I can show up at the school. And even when he couldn't physically get there anymore, his wife would take him to the school. And that was a beautiful match. And in what would seem very unlikely, you know, a retired gentleman that had some issues with dementia, but felt like I can show up and eat lunch with this little boy. And to that little boy who didn't have a positive male, you know, role model in his life, it was a perfect match. Him being his was what made the match work. Not because he was younger, cooler, had all the signatures, but because he was there for him.
Right. And the last one, I want to do this one. We can touch on this real quick. Mentoring leads to instant results.
Oh, that's a myth. Yeah, again. If we go in with expectation of outcomes, then we're probably going to be disappointed. You know, it doesn't lead to instant results. Just like no other relationships in our life usually produce instant results.
Gotcha. Now, you are also, you are a foster parent yourself, so you have experience in the therapeutic care. Now, and you can also kind of relate to trauma with some kids. Is there, speak to that, and to certain parents out there that maybe think my kid's got too much trauma to be going to do something like that.
Yeah, well, so one of my children was adopted from foster care. So the idea of working with kids from hard places goes beyond just what I do professionally. It is something that we're aware of every day. And I think that it has given me perspective on what it's like to work with a child from a difficult circumstance, you know. And I would say, in terms of me being a mentor, you know, I told you, I have, my plate is full in a lot of ways, but I eat meals. I eat my meals. And so I can have I can have a meal with a student, you know, once a week because I'm eating lunch, even no matter how busy I am. And so it doesn't, I certainly have a lot of personal experience, but we don't need people who are trained in therapeutic foster care to be good mentors, you know, and we just need somebody to have some time. So I don't know if that, if I exactly answered your question here.
You did. You got it. We're good to go. And then real quick, and this is Natalie Patterson with Mentor Upstate. Remind the listeners one more time, like where can they go if they're interested in becoming a mentor, and where can they go if they want to sign up to get a mentor?
Okay. So if you are interested in becoming a mentor, go to our website, which is mentorupstate.org, and sign up for our training. It's called a training on there, but can serve as an informational session. And, you know, come and find out what we're about and just kind of hear us talk about what we do. And then we'll follow up with next steps if you feel like you're ready to move on from that. And then in terms of being a mentor, because we're a school-based mentoring program, the matches happen at the school level. So that is an administrator or often a school counselor is, you know, matching the mentors at their school to students. So that would be asking your school, do we have a mentoring program at our school? And if so, I would be interested in my child having a mentor. And if they say, we do not, tell them, why don't you visit mentorupstate.org and see if they're able to help you? Because I think that's something, you know, that our school and our students would benefit from.
It just kind of get right to the source, or like right where you need to go, right?
Right.
Well, she is Natalie Patterson with Mentor Upstate. Feel free to contact her. Natalie, thank you so much for coming on. This is something that I think this is so important for many people, especially here in the Upstate.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely, no problem. Well, that's our show for this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Later.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Timothy Holcomb. If you'd like more information on today's topic, email timothy.holcomb@entercom.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.